Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Minister Aaron Daniel Hubbard, coming to you live from Speak Your Mind Now Radio at blogtalkradio.com. Today is another spur of the moment show. God spoke to my spirit as I was coming home from work and said, do this show about your current situation. I have told this story before. If you've heard it before, if not, I share with the people that I have a current condition with my kidneys. They found a kidney stone, stone. And I think it was caused by me eating the wrong foods, not drinking enough water in my system from years ago. But before that, I have high blood pressure and taking medication for. I just recently learned that I have high red blood cell count. I have protein in my kidneys as well. And I also have traces of blood in my urine. And, you know, it's just amazing that even though we don't feel ill, that our bodies can do some things that we don't understand why they're doing them because of our lack of nutrition or our diet. Or maybe just being hereditary. But I thank God for the opportunity to speak before you today and tell you what my infirmities are. I'm not ashamed. I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel embarrassed about it. I don't even know what happened to my body, but I know that God has the last word. Amen. He has the last say-so. So God spoke to my spirit and said, do another show and speak to your situation and know that I am God and you are healed. And then I know that God works through a lot of different vehicles. He works through doctors and nurses and even medication. I have an appointment with my doctor this coming Friday at 1 p.m. And some of y'all said, well, if you believe in God so much, then why don't you just stay home? Well, no, that's kind of ignorant, see, because you don't understand what God may say or do through human beings. You know, God works through us. Amen. Yeah, we need God as a source, but I'm also here to tell you that God works his anointment through people. Amen. We don't understand what God does. We just got to trace his, we can't trace his hand, but we got to trust his heart. So I'm believing God for victory over my life, over my health. So I will go see my doctor this Friday at 1 p.m. because that's what they're there for. They're there to help us, to treat us. But only God heals, amen, no matter what you're going through, no matter what symptoms you have in your body, no matter what kind of disease you have in your body, whether it's curable or incurable, God always has the last say-so. And I'm going to live a witness that God can heal, not just treat, but he can heal of our infirmities. Go with me to Isaiah 53, verse 4. Actually, we're going to do two verses today. Isaiah 53, verse 4. And we're going to go to Isaiah 54, verse 17. And if you have those two verses, just keep your finger on one of those verses. I'm going to have to figure out which one I'm going to start off with yet. But I'm going to go on a quick break. And when I come back, we're going to speak on one verse and go to the next verse. Amen. So just bear with me for 1 second. But again, like I said, God can do all things. He's God. He can't fail. He cannot fail. God, we just love you right now. We thank you for your word, your honor, your glory, your presence, God. Thank you for what you're about to do, God. But most importantly, God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, God. Not three gods, but three in one. It's only one God, and that is you, God. It's not Muhammad. It's not Buddha. It's not Confucius. It's no other false God. Because your word said that there is no other God before you, during you, or after you. Because you are a jealous God. God, when Moses went up to see you at Mount Sinai, his brother Aaron, not me, his brother Aaron had ordered persuaded. Thank you, Father God, the people of the land that was told to give their gold. It made a golden calf or golden cow. and they were worshiping this golden calf, but you sent your son Moses. And Moses got upset, God. We get upset when people serve other gods, because there's no other God before you, Lord. You are the one and truly almighty living God. And besides you, there is none other. Thank you for our victory in you, God, through you and by you. God, we just love you for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray that somebody out there will be healed, not just physical, but mental, spiritually, financial, God, psychologically. Somebody is out here for healing, and they're seeking you, God. What, like Nicodemus once said, what must I do to be saved? Saved from not only hell, but saved from me, God. Saved from my issues, God. And we just thank you and bless you right now for whatever we're going through. We count it as done. We count it joy. Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Say no weapon.
they've said, net a trap. I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
You just say one.
It won't work.
You just say one.
Amen, amen. That was Fred Hammond, Radical for Christ, and no weapon formed against me. Whatever you're going through, let no weapon get over on you. Let no weapon stand over you. Let no weapon formed against you, because it shall not prosper. James said, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials. Hold on, Jay, wait a minute. James said, whenever you face trials, he didn't say if you face trials. But whenever you face trials, James didn't say just one kind of trial. He said many kinds. Consider it pure joy. That's what I want to just tell you. Just whatever you're going through, know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I don't care what your situation is right now. Just know that Jesus had the last say so. I don't care what nobody says. You may have gotten a bad report like I did from a doctor, but know that Jesus has the last. Jesus is the main doctor. He is the one who says yes or no. And the only thing that we got to have to trust him is faith. Because even the three Hebrew boys said, we don't care what you build. We don't care what you say, King. We will not bow down to a false god. And if you and I bow down to whatever we're facing, that is a form of idolatry. We have to trust in God. Trust that he will heal your finances. Trust that he will heal your body. Trust that he will heal your mind. Trust that he will heal your marriage. Trust that he will bring your son or daughter home. Just trust in him. Yeah, it may look dark. It may look bleak. It may look dim. But Jesus is the light of the world. And we have to trust, brothers and sisters, that he will do what he said he's going to do. Because my God has never lied. He has never failed. Never let me down. Everything I've gone through my whole entire life, God had stepped in on time. Even when I was down and out, sinking in the miry muck and clay, God saved my soul. And I don't care what people, I said it before, no matter who says what about your situation, just know, they ain't God. Because it is time out for folks who they know us, have the quotation marks in the air about what your situation is. And also they become experts of what you're going through. And you have to let them know. You don't know what you're talking about because you never been in my seat. But I thank God that he is the overseer of my life. No weapon formed against you and I shall prosper. Go with me to chapter 53. And I'm looking at verse 5. But he, talking about Jesus, was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. That's good news. Isaiah says, what you are facing, by Jesus' womb, by his stripes, you are already healed. So if you have already made an appointment for your doctor, go on ahead. Go see him or her. Because whatever they say, and this is God maybe talking through them, but if they say you got such and such or this is going on, take your medication. Do it. But like I said before, God can work through anything or anybody. He is the master doctor. And he has never lost a patient. He has never failed at the healing. He is in the business of healing folks. Amen? Okay. The woman with the issue of blood. 12 straight years. Could not find any peace. She was real sick. Can you imagine? I know that women have their monthly cycle every month. But ladies, can you imagine? You bleeding for 12 years and not getting any better? But she heard that there was a man who was in the healing process, in the healing business. And she decided, and they go against the law that she could not be in the same vicinity as other folk because she was sick. She said, bump all that. I'm going to see the man who died for me. Now, although he didn't die just yet, of course, but I'm just saying, okay, future reference. He didn't die yet in the Bible at this point. But she said, I'm going to see the man who has the power of healing. And I'm going to go get mine. Throwing it among the people. Jesus was walking with his disciples, and people were touching him. People were putting on his clothes, and Jesus felt virtue come out of him, not because of the people, because of that one woman who had enough faith to believe in God. And Jesus asked the question, wait a minute. Somebody, who touched me? And you're not disciples again. You know, man, come on now, Lord Jesus, come on now. You got 50 million people around you touching you, Jesus. What's up? Why you ask that dumb question? He said, no. Somebody touched me and wasn't playing church. We have to stop playing church, y'all. Be real with the Lord. Be real with God. And he turned around and said, you are healed. Because before, she went to see every doctor. Paid her money, broke as a joke, but not getting better, but only grew worse. By his stripes, we are healed. Blind Bartimaeus, I'm preaching that sometime soon. Thank you, Lord. Begging on the side of the street. And he heard that Jesus was coming by. And people around him said, look, you need to set up. He ain't got time for you. Be quiet. Sit down. I am sitting down. I'm just talking about, boy, be quiet here. Jesus, have mercy. Call him the Son of David. Preach, Bartimaeus. Have mercy on me. And Jesus said, bring him here. Ask him, what do you want from me? And blind Bartimaeus said, I want to see. And Jesus, right then and there, gave me his sight back and said, go. When Jesus heals you, you better go tell somebody about it. Don't be quiet. Keep it to yourself. Because we are overcomers by the word of our testimony. I'm believing God for my healing right now. Thursday morning, 1:19. I am believing God for a miracle. My healing is on the way. I may be diagnosed with a certain issue or issues, but my God said, I'm already healed. He told me himself that I took the stripes for you to be healed. I was pierced for your transgression. peace that you have, you only got it because I took the punishment. So whatever you are dealing with, just know that you are a winner because Jesus called you an overcomer. And don't wait till the battle is over. Go ahead and get the shot on. Praise him like you've lost your mind. Praise him because he is worthy to be praised. And I thank God for everything that he's allowed little old me to go through. I've been through the fire and I've been through the rain. But Jesus covered me. Stories told of a young man was walking with Jesus one day in the sands on the beach and looked down, saw two footprints. But this is all through the good times and the joyous times that he had with Christ. But in the bad times, he only saw one footprint. And he got a bit upset. He said, Lord, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Hold up. Stop the bus. You told me you'd never leave me. You wouldn't forsake me. Back then, when I was with you in the good times, in the happy times, joyous times, we were hanging side by side, tight. But when I got into work situations, I seen one footprint. Lord, why'd you leave me? Jesus said, stop right there. Son, you're not looking at the footprints right. During your bad times and hard times, I was with you. I was. But them footprints you see on the sand, they're too big for you. And during your hard times, I was the one who carried you. Let Jesus carry you. Do not go through what you're going through by yourself. Because you know what? He won't let you. You cannot be God-given, no matter how hard you try. So whatever you're going through, just know that God has already given you the victory, and you shall win. God bless you.
When I wanted to give in, seems like the day would never come. and I declare it. I know that I shall win. All you gotta say is this. Say, I decree it. And I declare it. Ooh, I shall win. Everybody help me say. Stuff, but if I had time, I would just look at you and touch you, tell you, touch your neighbor to your right or to your left, and tell them, say, neighbor, you're looking at victory. Just tell them, wish I had time. Just look at one person and tell them, say, you're looking at a victorious believer. You're sitting next to a miracle in the making. You're sitting close to an individual that recognizes and realizes that no weapon that is formed against them is going to prosper.